Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay, well, we can go ahead and definitely continue under those circumstances. Thank you so much. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely to vote? Not at all likely to vote? Or you're not registered to vote?
I will definitely be voting.
Okay, your opinion is extremely important. Thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65 years old?
Over 65 years old.
Thank you, ma'am. And also, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Gotten off on the wrong track.
Okay. And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are not, that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballots this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Okay, no against, and would you be definitely saying that you're definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Correct.
Definitely or probably no? Are you very definite about voting no against
definite
or it's probably?
No.
Definite
no,
right?
No.
Okay, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slightly property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Okay, definitely vote no against, you said, right, ma'am?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal, ma'am?
No.
Definitely no, and you said right against this proposal. Thank you so much. And now, as mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year, or I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised.
I oppose this proposal, period.
Exactly. Regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails
correct.
And plan and construct new trails, you oppose. Thank you. Your opinion is important, ma'am. from the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus most on to help you and your family? I'm going to read you a list. Fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety. Improving public education in local schools. Controlling growth and development. Protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats. Dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas. Holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending. Protecting water quality and water supply. Reducing traffic and congestion. Improving local roads and infrastructure. Making housing more affordable. The one option, please.
The first one.
The first one, fighting crime and drugs and improve public safety. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your city or township government, favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I'm neutral.
Neutral on that. Will you say somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable in that case?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails.
Favorable.
A very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable, right? Thank you. Now, Grand Traverse County government.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so very much, ma'am. Now, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Okay, thank you so much. And if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I do not trust.
Okay, and you definitely do not trust them or probably do not trust?
No, I do not trust them.
You definitely do not,
yes,
or probably, to use the adverb.
Definitely
do not trust.
Not trust.
There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. In this case, is if you approve or disapprove. To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. To maintain existing trails, same options.
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you very much. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. To promote health and wellness.
I strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you so very much. And to promote local economic development.
I somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you so much. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces.
I strongly approve.
Thank you. To plan and construct new trails.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you so much. And to promote recreational opportunities.
I somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, right? Thank you so very much, ma'am, for your opinion. Moving forward, Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? First, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained. One or two?
Two.
Okay, thank you so much. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. More likely or less likely in this case. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
I strongly approve.
Okay, much more likely, would you say, then?
Yes.
Much more likely, right? Thank you. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less
much
likely,
more,
or much more
much
likely.
Much more likely.
Thank you.
Much citizens, more likely.
Thank you. The next one says, a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents for every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely, thank you. And there will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you very much for your opinion, ma'am. Now, you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. Very somewhat convincing or not too convincing?
Very, very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Much more convincing.
Very convincing, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
And this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generation can enjoy them the same way we do.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very convincing.
$7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Thank you so much. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles, so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Very convincing.
Very convincing, right? Thank you so very much. Now, this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Very convincing.
Very, very convincing. Thank you so much for your opinion. Now, this proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Very convincing.
Okay. Thank you so much. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses and create more jobs.
Very convincing.
Okay. Now, Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Very convincing.
Thank you so much for your opinion, ma'am. Moving forward, now taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I don't know. I have to do some heavy-duty thinking.
Okay, I understand. Now, you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
We're almost done, ma'am. You answered a lot of questions. We have
70% complete, ma'am. Almost done.
That's fine. You can finish it up. Goodbye.
Sorry? Oh, my God. This test calls are so funny, man. Para ver a quién desloguean, como a Marco, dice.